Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. God gave me Fabulous, the name Fabulous, to encourage me to the things that I do them excellent. Because, you know, you cannot say fabulous and not be there. You got to come on up. You got to keep coming up to be fabulous. So that's my God-given, the name that the Lord gave me to encourage me to do excellent things, excellent work. And I magnify him for that on today. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service the souls. I had no idea that that was my calling until he gave it to me. And he told me that that's who I am, a customer service agent for him. And what I do is service souls by being an encourager, encouraging, motivating others to love the Lord, to come on over on this side and enjoy the Lord. While we yet call it today, we yet have a chance to enjoy. And, you know, we were talking the other day, and we're talking about how that we didn't realize when we were younger how that you can have a good time over here on the Lord's side as well as you have out in the world. But you just got to put your whole self in and do just that. So now I am truly enjoying my journey, and I magnify God for that on today. I am a practicing, and that's why you have to practice it. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God, and I don't think that I would be enjoying my journey so if I did not practice living the Word. Practice putting it on and wearing it and, you know, and just meditating on that word and allowing the word to become a part of me, my life. This is my life. They sing this song that if anyone should ever write my life story, and for whatever reasons there might be, but Jesus will be there between each line of pain and glory because he is the best thing that has ever happened to me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can just see it now, and I magnify God for that, and I thank him for a renewed mind, a renewed mind. Romans 12 and 2. I thank him for that. A renewed mind, transformed mind. word. And that's the way, the only way that we're going to be able to enjoy this journey is that our minds are going to have to be renewed in the Lord. So I am a practicing believer, and as not to be consumed by bad habits, and that's why I practice the God habit. I acknowledge God in all of my ways and believe Him to direct me. So that's one of the outfits that I am striving to wear. You know, we get up in the morning and we dress. We dress for the day, and we do it in whatever outfit we want to put on. If it's a favorite, or maybe it's not, but for whatever reason, the outfit that we chose for the day. Well, I choose to acknowledge Him in all of my ways, that He might direct me in the things that I do. And I love it. It's just like, you know, I found out some years ago that I had a older brother, and I got a chance to meet him, and we got a chance to share some time together before he left here. But you know what? I enjoyed having a big brother. The same way with Jesus. I enjoy having a big brother. I enjoy Jesus being in my life. And I thank Daddy for sending Big Brother to be here with us. And so I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying my journey. And I pray, God, that you are too. And so we have a fabulous show for you here today. And we thank God for the broadcast. We thank God for His anointing as we do the broadcast. And the anointing is what breaks the yoke. So I'm believing, God, that yokes are being broken as we share His word and as we come together to eat of His word on today, that yokes are being broken. Yes, I am. I'm believing that, standing on the word of God. So today we're going to be talking about, are you a witness for the Lord? Are you? Are you a witness for the Lord? Oh, my God, it is time that we be about the Father's business and that we be the witnesses. Now, practice, get it in our system as to who we are. And so it won't be no doubt as to who we are if we practice it now. And if we practice, makes perfect. So after a while, if you don't believe it when you start saying it, you'll believe it before it's over if you continue. So we magnify God again on today. So before we get into our topic, let's just have a word of prayer. And thank God for this another day that we get a chance to be a witness for Him. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, a witness for the Lord. Who would have thought it? Who? Nobody. I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have thought it because I had the program a year before I even started doing it. Because I had to work up the courage. I had to work up that courage to start doing it. But I magnify God on today that I am, and I'm encouraged in the Lord to go further and to go higher in Him. And I'm believing, as Jabez said, Lord, enlarge my territory. Yes, I am. I'm believing God for greater things. And I'm believing God to open doors, to open doors. I'm believing him for it. I'm believing him for marketing monies. I'm believing him for book monies. So I'm believing and trusting God. I'm standing on his word because he said it, and I believe it. I believe it. So I magnify God. So whatever it is that you need from God, whatever your desire is, whatever you need God to fix for you, whatever that need is, I want you to get it in your mind now. And as we pray and as we touch and agree, because he said if two touching and agreeing on anything, God said that he would be in the midst. Thank you, Lord. And he will do it. And so, I want you to get that in your mind, what you need God to do for you. And as we pray and believe him, we are going to watch God work it out. And we're going to believe until it materializes, until it happens. All right? All right. Well, let's just go to the throne and talk to the Lord about it right now. Gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are, God. Thank you for being in our lives on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you, God. Nobody but you, God. In the name of Jesus. Nobody else could have done it, Lord, but you did. And we thank you. Thank you for being a big brother, Lord Jesus. We magnify you for that. Thank you, Daddy, for sending big brother, that he would stand in the gap for us. Thank you, Lord. In your name on today, God. Lord, we come asking that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way, and we thank you for it now, Lord. We thank you that we're so blessed of you, God. In all that we do, God, we are blessed as we go out and be out, and as we come in at the end of the day, we're blessed of you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your angels that you have set charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, oh God, from sickness, through sickness, all hurt, harm, and danger. Nobody but you, God, and we magnify you for it right now, Lord. We thank you, God, that we are healed, Jesus, as we stand on your mighty word, God. For we found it, Lord. We found your word, God, and we hid it in our heart. Is here in our hearts, God. And you said if we found it, Lord, that it would be medicine to all of our flesh, God, that it would be life and health to our flesh. And we believe it, and we stand on your word, God, in the name of Jesus, from Proverbs 4:20. And we thank you for it, God. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask that you would go into the homes of your people, Lord, your saints, oh God, your churchgoers, Lord, your Christians, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that you would touch right there, God, whatever that situation is, God, in the name of Jesus, that they have before you right now, God. We ask that you would work it out, Lord. Work it out, God. We put some praise on it, God. In the name, in the name of Jesus, we put praise on that situation right now, God, because we're believing, Lord, for you, God, to work it out. And we thank you for it right now, Lord, no matter what it is, God. No matter how bad it is, no matter, we believe in today, God, in the name of Jesus. So will you go in the hospitals, go in the nursing homes, God. Touch touch your people there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you for it today, God. You can do what nobody else, Lord, can do. No doctor. Yes, they can do the surgery and all of those things, but it takes you, God, to heal. And we thank you for your healing right now, God, of our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. And we glory in you for it right now. Now, Lord, would you look on our bishops today? Would you look on our elders, Lord, our pastors, God, in the name of Jesus, on the saints everywhere, God. Bless our nations, God, our children, God. Thank you for what you're doing, God, and what you're going to do, Lord. You're great, and you are so worthy, God, of every one of our praises and our dependency, Lord. It's in you. I thank you for my husband, God. Thank you for what you've done, Lord, how that you saved him over 15 years ago, God. You brought him in, Lord, and now he's praising and magnifying you. Thank you for that, God. Nobody but you, God, nobody could have done that. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. Thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, God. It's nobody but you. Four generations, God. And we magnify your holy name now. Now, Father, we ask that you would continue to bless, God, that you would anoint this broadcast and break every yoke, God, every person that's listening in, God, in the name of Jesus, that hear this broadcast. Break that yoke, God. Break it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare yokes be broken. In Jesus' name, we pray on today. And Father, you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. So we thank you for direction right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Thank God for prayer. For prayer is always in order. So man ought to always pray and never faint. So it's not fainting time, but it is prayer time. And all prayer is a conversation with God. That's what prayer is. We have our cell phones and our regular phones, and now we text to stay in touch. Where prayer is that way that we stay in touch with the Lord. So you don't have to be in a certain place to pray. So I praise God for prayer on today, that conversation with him. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us or will have me to pray with you, you can message me on Facebook. You can go to my email address at mgreen60818@yahoo.in, or you can go to my webpage at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. Or you can call it in. You can call 347-850-8928 for the next 9 minutes. We are live and in living color. And so today, are you a witness for the Lord? What are you doing if you are a believer? Are you witnessing? Are you telling others about the goodness of God? Are you sharing those things that you go through, that you've been through, that others might be encouraged, that they can do it too? Maybe they didn't realize that, our young people. Maybe they didn't realize that we were once young too. But now we're older. But we have something to share if we've gone through with the Lord. And that's, we want to share that the experiences that we've gone through, but how that God is the one that brought us out. Are you a witness for the Lord? I want you to know and be encouraged and recover all by knowing that you are not alone. The book of Hebrews was written to a church that was getting old and was settling into the world and losing its wartime mentality and starting to drift through life without focus, without vigilance, and without energy. Have you started doing that? Have you been in this way, as they say, for so long that you started to drift? You're drifting from the Lord? No. We can't forget. We can't start drifting because the enemy is on his job 24/7. 24/7. The devil is on his job walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. That's all he's doing. That's his full-time job, destroying us. So he comes to steal from us. He comes to kill us, and he comes to destroy. So I want to encourage you on today that it's no time for drifting through this life. We can't do that. We've got to keep our focus. We've got to stay vigilant. And we've got to keep our energy. And how do we do that? Except through the Word of God. We have got to endure. And without energy. But we've got to endure. We've got to persevere. We've got to run. We've got to fight. We've got to be alert, to be strengthened. Don't drift. Don't neglect. Don't be sluggish. And don't take your eternal security for granted. What we do now, let us do it with a heavenly mind so that one day, we can hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Are you a witness for the Lord?" Hebrews 12:1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we," that's talking about us, we, believers, talking about us, "we also are compassed about, we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." And you know, I looked up that cloud, and so it was given an example of what the cloud, not just the clouds that we see in the sky, but what they call the cloud then was that, like in a ball stadium. And the bleachers, they go all the way up into the clouds. And you'd be sitting all the way up there in those bleachers. So in a cloud of witnesses and all these people, we're in this game. We're in this game and we're running. We are running in this game. But our witnesses, so great a cloud, that have gone on before us, and they are sitting and witnessing. They are witnessing so great a cloud of witnesses that have gone on before us that they are now our cheerleaders. They're on the sideline cheering us on. telling us to come on. You can do it. You can make it. We did it. So great a cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on. So that ought to encourage us. That ought to encourage us. Not only do we have those great witnesses that have gone on, but we yet have witnesses that are living, that are encouraging us, telling us that we can make it. We've been through some things, and we are yet holding on. We're yet praising and magnifying God. So you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. So such a great cloud of witness. So that ought to encourage us and strengthen us so that we can lay aside every weight, because we don't want to be so weighted down that when Jesus comes, because he said he's coming as a thief in the night. And if we're not ready, if we're so weighted down, we're not going to be able to get our wings to get up. So we've got to get rid of some stuff. Take off every day. We ought to be taking off and putting on the newness of life. Taking off the old man and putting on the word of God. It's a continuous growth. It's a continuous growth until we close our eyes for the last time here on this earth and be present with the Lord. It's a continuous growth. So let us get rid of these weights. Don't be so weighed down with other folks' matters, other folks' mess. Don't be in it. And then don't let them weigh you down with the way that they feel and because what they don't like. Don't let them hold you back with weights because they talk about you. Well, when they talk, you talk. Talk to Jesus. See, and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run. We in a race, y'all. We in a race. Let us run it with patience. The race that is set before us. God has set this race. And he has put before us what he would have us to do. If you haven't got that yet, then you need to seek him and ask him. What is it that he wants you to do? What are you to be doing? Seek God and he'll give you the answer. You're not alone. The grandstands of heaven, all the way up to the clouds, the highest seats in the bleachers, are piled high with people who stood the test of time and eventually saw their faith manifested. The devil hates it when people take a stand of faith, when they do something that benefits the kingdom of God and drive back darkness like an opponent would do in a natural fight. Satan may try to wrestle you, pin you down, or even try to knock you out of the race altogether. But you got to stay in the race. Just as you are taking steps of obedience now, the bleachers of heaven are filled with people who have already faced the enemy and won their fight. They faced the impossible, they accomplished the unthinkable, and they stand as proof that you can make it too. They're all cheering you on to victory. Just listen with the ears of faith, and you'll hear them saying, go for it. You can do it. Your faith will carry you through. You can do it. Are you a witness for the Lord? Well, until the next, I want you to get out there and tell everybody you know about the goodness of the Lord. This is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green signing off. Bye-bye.